Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, guys, the weekend edition. My name is Michelle Cola Jordan. I'm one of your hosts, and Jamie White, my co-host, is joining me this evening. And this evening, we have the opportunity to chat with author D.C. Lassiter. We're very excited about that. Ladies, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Hello. This is D.C. Lassiter.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's one of those days.
It's one of those weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
But we all made it.
Yes, thank you. I hear that. Well,
happy holiday
weekend to
you both. I think we're all calling
you
at the same time. All right. And Jamie, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Jamie?
Good.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
I just said,
hello?
Yeah, I'm good. Hello?
Okay. Yes, we're all here. We're all doing awesome. All right. Well, everyone that is listening tonight, we're very excited to chat with Ms. Lassiter. And so what we're going to do is we're going to jump right in our chat right after a brief message.
Hi, this is Cecile Monique, and you're listening to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your source for the hottest in indietainment's news and features.
Yeah, so welcome again. Why don't you... Yeah, introduce yourself to everybody.
Are you speaking to DC?
Yes. She's speaking.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Hello. I'm author DC Lassiter of Beyond the Face of the Movies that just released July 7th of this year. And I hope everyone has their copies. It's a wonderful read, and I hope if you haven't gotten it, definitely pick up a copy. But it's a wonderful book, and I labored on this project. So thank you so much for just joining me tonight. And I just pray that the Lord really just directs this interview, and Holy Spirit's in the midst of it.
All right. That's perfect. Thank you. DC, let's just go ahead and start with the question that I love to ask everyone that joins us. How did you find the writing path? Was this something that you've always wanted to do, or was it a newfound passion?
It wasn't. It honestly wasn't. I never saw myself as a writer. One of the things I say to anyone is that everyone has a book in them. If you have a voice, if you're going through things in your life, you have a book in you. But for myself, I didn't set out to be a writer. I think for me, I was just trying to get through the emotional dilemmas in my life. And where this book was birthed was really at a time that I didn't know what my direction was. And so I think it was for me after I emotionally started to heal started to see some light at the end of my tunnel, all of a sudden words just really, I felt the need to want to write, and I wrote in a way that I knew others were going to read it someday. I think that was the difference. Since I was 14 years old, I always loved to journal. And so there was some form of writing in me, but not in the way in my mind that others would read it. It was always more personal. It was always like I'm pulling out my journal and I'm writing. So I would say it more so gradually grew as I developed.
Thank you. Cool. Who have been some of your inspirations?
As
a writer.
I would say Max Lucado. He is a Christian writer, nonfiction, and he wrote one of the books that I read. I read it in about 6 hours. It's called Facing Your Giants. And what I love about his writing, I love humor in books, especially when they're nonfiction. And that is my writing style. I relate to that. He just has wonderful fundamental principles within his books, but yet they're, you can apply it to your life. And as you're as he draws his readers in and he takes their hand, you really get a sense, you get an illustration of what he's saying, and you really can apply it. I think when I was younger, I read a lot of self-help books. So, of course, as I got older, I realized I can't help myself. So, reading his books, they felt like, oh, okay, I think this is the style, if I ever were to write, that I would gravitate towards. Another is Richard Foster. This is a more intense book. It's definitely nonfiction, but it's a book titled Celebration of Discipline. And this is I would say it's a dense read, but it doesn't have humor in it. But I love words. I find that I'll do semantics on words, or I'll look them up and find their meanings. And I think with his writing style, he's just all about delivering it to you raw. And there was something very appealing about his style to me. So I would say those are a couple. And then one more is Katie Davis. This is a book that I just recently read. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing book. And it's called Kisses from Katie. It's a young lady at the age of 19, as she is transitioning from high school to college, she decides to take a missions trip to Uganda. And long story short, she adopts 16 children. And it's just an amazing. It's an amazing book, and it's a passionate this ride that this young lady goes on. It really makes you reflect on your own life and go into just a deeper meaning of to be grateful, honestly. To be grateful for the small things we have in our life. And this book, the way she writes, it's transparent, it's raw, it's real, it's not sugar-coated. And I love that. I love the authenticity of it. And a lot of people can relate to it. So I would say those three. There's others, but of course I'm on the list. I love my book. So. I'm one of my favorite
it.
Authors. So
yes. Perfect. Well, now this is your debut novel.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Oh, yes, that's
yes.
Correct.
Oh, I love that. Well, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Now, where did the idea originate for the book? And also, could you tell us about it? Tell us a little bit about what a reader would, find once they start their journey.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, I'll combo it telling, of course, a little bit about myself and then how I got into writing the book. Beyond the Face of the Movies is really about going beyond what you see at first glance. I think a lot of times in our lives we look at things and we're just like, oh, okay, that's what it is. And Beyond the Face of the Movies is going beyond your circumstances, beyond the trials that you're going through in life, beyond the pain, beyond the crying, and starting to pull back some of the layers in your own life. I went through a very difficult time. I went through a divorce. And it just leveled me, really leveled me. I loved my husband, and I didn't see my marriage going that way. There was infidelity within the marriage, and you're wrestling emotionally with quite a bit, and I struggled emotionally for quite some time. I grew up in a house where, and I take you a little bit back, grew up in a home where there was always theater and music and ballet and orchestra. My father played chess a lot. My mom loved the arts. She loved music. She loved movies. So there was always that richness in our family. And on the flip side, there was always God and Jesus. There was always the Trinity in our home. And I have to be honest, I think God was more of a sibling to me rather than the absentee landlord that people make him out to be. And, I mean, I could just turn to God and be like, did you see that? You know, or we had that kind of rapport. And my mom made, you know, we had Bible study every Sunday, but we really lived, we ate, and we talked with God daily. And so there was this arts and laughing and talking and music and God. It was all these gorgeous things. So when I went through my divorce, I had a preface by saying this. I had gone on to model. I had internationally. I was in Harper's Bazaar, 7-page spread. I sang internationally with Julio Iglesias, and I was DJing. I was just, I had done theater, and my life really started to take this awesome turn, but I never fit in. I fit in on the outside, but not the inside. And what I realized was, wow, I realized that those Bible studies really got a hold of me. And I never really could relate to others. Like when they were out doing all sorts of different things, I could just never relate. But I always looked like I fit in. So I ended up returning back to the States, and I remember saying to my mother, I think I just need to take a break. Just to take a break. I need to confront whatever this is. It seemed like a block, but it wasn't. I really believe it was the Lord just saying, we need to reevaluate what's going on here, because you're about to go into something that I'm not sure if you're going to be able to, you know, navigate it. So when I went through my divorce, again, I was leveled. So we leapfrogged back to the divorce, and I gravitated back to the movies, back to the orchestra, back to the theater, back to doing Bible study. And I remember just being in my living room, and one thing I love about God is that he's a gentleman. And sometimes when you're going through a lot of pain in your life, people can say the most ghastly things. they're trying to help you,
yes.
But
right.
It's not helping. Or you get the Bible thumping people that keep quoting Jeremiah 29:11. I'm like, so I'm in my living room and I'm like, Lord, I'm stuck. I'm raw. I'm angry. I'm disappointed. And you know, it's heavy on one side. And so I started watching movies, and the Lord started ministering to me, and in the most unusual way. And the dialogue ministered to me, the cinematography ministered to me, the color choices ministered to me. And I'll give you an example. There's this gorgeous movie called Rhapsody. It didn't make it into the book, but it's a gorgeous movie called Rhapsody, and it's with Elizabeth Taylor. Both her father and
I love her. I love classic movies. Yes, I love Elizabeth. In anything.
Yes, I mean, it's just so gorgeous. And how do you not get drawn in? And, you know, I'm watching this beautiful woman, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay. And my circumstances are suspended for a moment, just a moment. You know, a movie can just draw you in where you're like, I can just step away. I cannot be Deborah. Yeah. I can just zone in on this. And what happened was I saw my triumphs in the movie. I saw my frustrations in the movie. I saw my failures in the movie. And there's a specific scene that I remember. It was almost like a bullet hitting me. Father and Elizabeth Taylor, you know, they just never quite got along. They just had so much money, they didn't know what to do. They're like, oh, I'm so wealthy. And
I love that. Exactly.
Like, you know, So then she attempts to commit suicide because she's just unhappy. She's trying to find love, and the father runs to her aid, and he tries to comfort her, and she pushes him away. And he looks at her and says, "Wow, after all these years, we still can't communicate. Is it my words or your ears?" And I remember sitting there, and it was like I felt the Lord talking to me, and all I could think about was my marriage. Was it my words or his ears? What was it? Where did the breakdown happen? Who was it? Something I said? Is it how you heard it? How did my love turn into daggers to you? So that was an example of how the movies began to talk to me. So this book, as I was watching movies, biblical characters kept coming to mind. And the gorgeousness of this book, it's 11 short stories. I love for it to be a Bible study for people. You take the movie, you take the biblical character, and what you find in the book is that you understand the biblical character better through the movie and the movie better through the biblical character, because I draw similarities and I weave it. I really take the reader's hand and take them through so they can see, wow, I don't care if you're a Hollywood star or you're just somebody on the street. We all are the same when we make mistakes. And it's depending on what you lean on. It's depending on what you lean on, whether you are going to be a victim or whether you're going to be a victor. And so this book is really about that and helping people emotionally. I want to help people emotionally. I don't want them to struggle like I struggled and not understanding this and trying to figure out that. But I'm such a true believer. If you're following this blueprint, if you're reading these chapters and being honest with yourself, that you'll be able to laugh at yourself, love yourself, but also confront the things that you maybe need to start confronting. So that's what this book is about.
Wow, incredible.
Thank you.
That is very cool. That is very unique, very cool. I love that. I really do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit about your writing process.
My writing process. So my writing process is really, again, it's everything for me is nestled in God. And the Holy Spirit for me prompts me to write. That's how this book was birthed. I always say I didn't write the book. Holy Spirit did, because even in the book, some of the movies and biblical characters that he joined together, I couldn't believe it. And ignited and inspired, I remember thinking, oh my goodness, I need to write today. And so I would say for me, it definitely has to be nestled in prayer and Holy Spirit prompting me. And then the other would be, I can't talk with people the day that I write. It's really important for me to make sure that what I'm feeling in my own spirit gets down on paper. And sometimes when you speak with people, they can detour you, or their emotions can, you know, it's kind of like they're talking and you're getting wrapped up in their story and you're like, I'm supposed to write today, you know? So,
Facebook, I get on Facebook or I get on all these other things.
Exactly. Before you know it, you're pulled in, and you're like, how did I get here?
Yes.
Like, wait a second, you know.
Right,
So for me, it's like definitely prayer. I like to get up very early in the morning, and, you know, because the books that because the books I'm writing, they're short stories, I try to write it within one sitting. And so I just can't have the interruption. I can't have Facebook. I can't have Twitter or Google. And I even tell my mom, I'm writing today.
Mom, I'm writing.
And my mom and I, we talk
and
very
often.
You have
to say that gently, right, Mama?
Right? You'd be amazed the way my mother and I speak with one another. It's a lot like girlfriends, but definitely when the authority comes up, then you know to be quiet because Mom's talking right now. But but I do. I give her a heads up, and she's like, let me not bother her. I know she's writing today, you know. So.
I think that's awesome that your family, you know, is on board and they give you that space. And, you know, one of the things that touches me about your book, one, it is very unique. I, I have not heard of one like that, but what it touches me is because I've experienced that when I was really little. I remember being, like a child, going maybe into my double digits, maybe 10 through 12. And there was some turmoil, you know, in my own family as I was growing up. And I remember one of the things that I would always do was I would look at I Love Lucy. I know this sounds really, really weird, but I Love Lucy helped me get through a lot of the craziness that was going on in my home. I love Lucy, or I love the classic movies. I was like 17, and I would not look at anything, you know. Well, I would look at some of the current movies, but I was always looking at Elizabeth Taylor or Doris Day or you know, all of these people back because it pulled me out of my present, and it helped me deal with what was happening around me. Because a lot of the things at that time, because I was young or little or grown, I had no control over the adults in the house. But that was like a safe thing. It kind of wrapped me up. It kept me. And to this day, I have a soft spot for I Love Lucy. Because I remember being sad, you know, and then I was going into my teens. And, I mean, that crazy was my house last for a while. But I would just turn on that show. And it would lift away. It would go away, and I would just be able to. I mean, I know there's a difference what you're speaking because I know you're actually, equating it to the biblical characters, and you know, there's teaching coming from it. But I will say that I can understand that comfort, that pulling out for a second, and you know, I like to think that was used. People, you know, do think. You know, I may not realize, you know, that God will use small things, really ordinary small things to help. And I'm so happy that you've written this because I think it's awesome. Because I know it was a similar experience for me when I was little. So I think that's great. What are some of the movies that you use? If you didn't mind, I mean, if it's not a spoiler, I mean, what are some of the movies and how and what
bit of a
characters?
A little bit of a spoiler, but I do want to piggyback a little bit on what you said before.
Okay.
I think it is the same. You know, you just feel, like you being able to watch I Love Lucy and to be kept and protected and covered. And to tell you the truth, this book is really, it's for all walks of life, nationality, ages, non-believers, believers, agnostics, atheists, because people can relate to emotion. And so what's so wonderful about what God did was movies, and unless you don't like movies, you won't like this book. And what happens is, you know, when I start each chapter off describing the movie, so, you know, you get drawn in. I'm very descriptive and very funny, and I say in the book what God needs me to say, but then I put commentary on it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, thou shalt not kill, except if you need to kill a diet. Stuff like that, you know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, because we're still human, right? You know, it's like, yes,
right.
God, I love you. I adore you. I'm definitely the Lord's servant. But then there's that human side. And so this, the movies, a lot of the movies, they are not biblical movies. They are secular movies. And I think that's the other draw. I really want people to see that you can see God in everything. It depends on if you change your perspective a little bit. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen the Reuben face, and you look at the picture and somebody says, do you see the young lady or the old woman? And that might be
Yes.
And I believe God is like this. He might be looking at someone and say, what do you see? And they say, I see a young woman. And then God's like, you're right, there is a young woman there. But can you tweak your vision to see the old woman? And some people will throw their hands up and they'll say, that's for the birds. Another person might look and say, I'm determined to see the old women. Because, you know, I did good in school when I was being... Exactly, right?
I'm going to see this.
I'm not going to rest until I can see the old woman. And then this optical illusion, it's a brain teaser. That's really what it is. And when God, you know, in our lives, and whether it's movies, whether it's something else for you, it could be music, there, you know, these are the things that I believe, you know, we have to look for. Because God is there. So, like I said, so a lot of the movies, they, you know, one is Wizard of Oz, It's a Wonderful Life, Bruce Almighty, Great Expectations. So these are some of the movies where, and they're classics, and I walk the reader through. If you've never seen the movie, you're going to want to see the movie. And if you remember the movie, I'm going to take you down memory lane, and I'm going to pull out things that maybe you missed, or did you take notice of that? Did you see that? You know, and I enjoyed some of the chapters. Even when I read it, I start to cry because I'm like, did I write this? Like, no, you didn't. It's fun. It's feisty, but it's real. And I know it's going to bless people. I know it's going to give them something to think about and give them a direction to go if they feel lost.
Very cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
We are actually running out of time.
Wow.
So,
oh my gosh, that was awesome.
I know. It does quick. It does.
So,
go quick.
Yeah. Is there anything that you'd like to say to everybody out there that's listening? And, you know, where would they be able to connect with you to, you know, get news on new books? And
absolutely. You always can, I guess I'll go through, of course, I'm going to be on the book tour to the end of the month. I'm also in school right now for theology and biblical studies with a minor in communication. So anyone out there, pray for me for that. And I just completed my second book, and it's called The Women God Used. So that's going to be coming out probably next year. And this is all about unconventional women in the Bible, women that you would never think God would use, but he would use. You can. I also have a radio show, a weekly radio show called Dovetails, and that's every Sunday, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can hit me up on my website and my blog. It's www.dclministries.com, and you can message me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Google, and LinkedIn. And I just, you know, I really do know that this book can bless people and help you emotionally. It really is about that, and that you can see God in everything.
Awesome. Well, DC, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I had so much fun chatting with you, and I tell you that 30 minutes just flies by. But you are, it really does. But you're more than welcome to come back. We would love to chat with you again. You know, especially when your second book release, or even before then, just come back if you want to chat and keep us in the loop of what is happening with you. So again, thank you so much and congratulations on your new release.
Thank you so much.
It really is.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being on Indie Review Behind the Scenes. I definitely got there, and it was great to be with you, Michelle and Jamie. So God bless you both, and
yes.
I would love to come back.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
God bless. You've been awesome. And, Jamie, thank you so much for hanging. Bye-bye. Jamie, thank you so much for hanging out with us as well. How can everyone touch base with you?
You're welcome. They can go to my website, jamielwhite.com, JamieLwhite, and it's got everything, social, newsletter, Amazon pages, all that.
All right. Well, there you have it, everyone that is listening. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little bit. Please go and show some love for author D.C. Lassiter and just connect with her. We also have her Twitter, DCL Ministries, here on the show page. So please make sure you make that connection. And, guys, we just hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Why? We always say it, because you deserve it. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.